It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Theater in New York City is slowly coming back this summer after the pandemic shut down. It's not quite the same as it was before, but there are some innovative performances out there. WNYC culture editor Jennifer Venasco joins us via Skype right now to talk about two new experiences at the Public Theater. Hey, Jay.
Hey, David.
So tell us about this. It's called A Thousand Ways. There's a part one and a part two, but you say this is not really a play, so what is this?
It's theater. It's just not theater that we were maybe used to pre-pandemic. It's from the experimental troupe 600 Highwaymen. You know, I should start by telling you about the first part. It's called A Thousand Ways, The Phone Call. It runs through July 18th.
The Phone Call. Okay, is this the name of the show, or does that refer to an actual phone call?
So it's both things, actually. You can do this from home. You need a phone that's charged. You're told to be in a quiet space alone, and then you're given a phone number to call, and you're connected with a second ticket holder. You never learn their name. You are called person A or person B.
Mm.
And then, I know, and then there's this robot voice that comes on, kind of like Alexa or Siri, and she asks you a series of prompts. So it's not a conversation. You each are just asked questions. Things like, tell me something that's on your left, or tell me about a smell that sparks a memory. And you learn all these snippets about the other person. And as we know in radio, you learn so much from other people's voices. So you hear so much when something is hard for them, when they get choked up, what their laugh is like.
But this is very mysterious. This is a stranger on the line. And it does, like you say, it sounds like you're learning a lot about them.
You do. And it's kind of miraculous because here we are. We're all coming out of a pandemic where we didn't really meet any strangers. And, you know, one of the things I love best about New York City is that you really can have these meaningful moments with people you don't know and you'll never see again. So it's kind of like that. But of course, you can do this experience from anywhere. So you might wind up talking to somebody who's across the country or across the world. And the other thing that happens, the voice tells you a story during this kind of non-conversation about how the three of you, the other ticket holder, and the voice, you're all in the desert in a car that breaks down. And it has you visualize it. So at the end, you feel like you were really there with this other person that you've never met in the desert at night, this lonely road in front of you. And it's like the show creates a memory. And in doing that kind of creates a friendship, even though you will never learn this other person's name or what they do, and you will never see them again.
Just person A and person B. That's it.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've had the phone call. We're out there in the middle of the desert. What's the second part like?
There's actually a third part, too, but we don't know when that's going to happen, and we don't know very much about that. Just the first two parts are running. The second part is called An Encounter. With that, you need to be local because you actually have to go to the Public Theater. You sit on a stage at a table with another ticket holder across from you. You both wear masks. There's a plexiglass partition dividing you. And for about an hour, you follow instructions that are printed on a deck of cards. So in some cases, very similar to the phone call, you answer questions out loud. But the cards also ask you to really look at the person across from you, to see the color of their eyes, to notice a detail of their face, to imagine their smile. But it also does this interesting exercise where it asks you to think about how much money the person might have in their wallets, or what their job might be, or whether you might have friends in common. You just think about these things in your head. And it's a really startling way of looking at our visual prejudices and judgments. You're asked to notice what your quick takes are. And then you spend all this time actually getting to know this other person, like not their name or how much money they have or where they live, but what kind of person they actually are. And I found it deeply transformative. It does what the best theater does. It creates a sense of empathy, and it builds a bridge between you and someone who might not be like you at all.
Wow, that's fascinating. It's called A Thousand Ways, Parts 1 and 2. This is happening now at the Public Theater. Jennifer Venasco, should I call you Person A or Person B?
I guess Person A.
Okay, Person A. Jennifer Venasco is the culture editor in the WNYC newsroom. Thanks again.
Thanks, David.